We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Everybody who listens to the show, you know that we've talked endlessly about how we got burned. Not worrying about Harrisburg, a galaxy far, far away. Remember, we talked about that. People get juiced up for the presidential race. Then we saw all the things that went on. And during the lockdown, you saw the power of the governor, who still tries to exert that, Governor Wolf. And out there, the prime mover, even making national headlines, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, where we have a big race going on, heated race, some publication today. Even the Wall Street Journal over the weekend talked about our next guest. How to them, he represents jurisprudence, somebody who, I don't know about calling him a strict constructionalist, somebody who's going to follow the law, though. Wall Street Journal writing about this race with his opponent, a Democrat from Philadelphia. Joining us is Judge Kevin Bropson here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano program. Judge, welcome in and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, the Wall Street Journal has 50 states to cover, so when I saw that editorial over the weekend, they realize how big the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is, both in our lives and nationally. You're a judge currently. Tell listeners where you are and how long you've been a judge.
Sure. I'm currently serving as the president judge of the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania. Commonwealth Court is one of our three statewide courts in Pennsylvania, right under the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Like I said, I was elected in 2009, retained for another 10-year term in 2019, and just in December of last year, elected by my colleagues, Democrats and Republicans alike from all over the state, to serve as the president judge. And although my father is from Philadelphia and his father was a Philadelphia police officer, I make my home in central Pennsylvania with my wife, Lauren, and our three children.
Judge, why run for this seat then? What is it that appeals to you about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court?
Well, it certainly wasn't part of my plan. After getting elected the president judge of the Commonwealth Court last year, which really was all I really aspired to do, you know, where I'm from, it was a pretty big deal when I got elected statewide judge. So, I felt that I was going to finish my career on the Commonwealth Court. So it's not about personal ambition for me. It's about making the Supreme Court better for all Pennsylvanians. And I thought I offered a different voice, a different background, a different perspective than the usual candidates that run for the court. I'm not a former prosecutor. I'm not a former family court judge. I am a Commonwealth Court judge, state trial and appellate court judge, whose responsibility has been for 12 years to make sure that government follows the law and people's constitutional rights are protected. And I feel that that's really what Pennsylvanians want to see more of on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, someone that is going to protect their rights, hold government accountable to the law, and be a check and balance on other executive branch authority and legislative authority.
The Wall Street Journal said over the weekend about you, after Pennsylvania's 2020 election mess, the state Supreme Court needs an injection of judicial restraint, and Judge Kevin Bropson wants to deliver the first dose. So if that's true, where would the restraint come in? What is it that you see that needs to be restrained after that debacle, in my view?
Well, look, I actually had a pretty front row view of what happened in last year's election. I issued several decisions dealing with election law cases, some of which are the subject of attack ads against me in this election. And I have absolutely no problem talking about my record. I think the judges when they run for office should be able to answer questions about the cases and the decisions that they make. After all, that's what we're running for, the Supreme Court, where decisions are made. And the ability to make decisions is a critical element of the qualifications for the job. So I think what I would bring to the Supreme Court in the area of election law is actually someone who's ruled on it, had to sit there, listen to evidence, look at the law, apply it, and apply it as written, not as some people would want to have it written. And I think that that's the restraint that I have. I have a very restrained judicial philosophy. I understand the courts are a powerful branch of government, but you sort of have to take a Spider-Man approach to it, where there's great power comes great responsibility. And part of that responsibility is not get in the areas that the Constitution commits to our legislative branch. That's what I've done for 12 years. That's the experience I bring with 12 years of service, and that's the record that I bring. And I think that's why the Wall Street Journal said what it said. I just wish all of its readership could vote in Pennsylvania.
Well, let's talk about in Pennsylvania. So were any of your decisions overturned ultimately and all that by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court?
Well, I had the decision that is part of one of these attacks that's made against me was the result was overturned, but the actual decision was not. I actually struck 2,300 ballots in Allegheny County from last year's election on behalf of my court, writing for a majority three-judge panel. And the reason why I struck them was because Allegheny County was counting undated mail-in ballots, but neighboring Westmoreland County was not. And this was a Senate race that was spanning two counties. So I had to figure out which county was really following the law. And the issue, as I found it, was simply in the statute. The statute says mail-in ballots shall be filled out, dated, and signed. And I thought that was pretty clear. You know, I've been dealing with statutory construction for nearly 12 years on the Commonwealth Court bench. Shall fill out, date, and sign. It's fairly clear. So I ended up saying, look, we have to have an election that is fair, and everybody needs to follow the same rules. So you can't count these 2,300 ballots. Not that they were casted fraudulently, but they just weren't casted lawfully. Actually, believe it or not, three justices on the Supreme Court agreed with me in terms of the rationale and result and believed that I should have been affirmed. Three justices disagreed. And then the swing justice said that I was right on the law, but that the remedy wasn't appropriate for this election and it should only apply going forward. So despite what the ad says that's out there attacking me, four justices actually agreed with me on the law. And I think I was right on the law.
So the tenor of the ad, I have not seen that one. I was going to ask you about another ad, but the tenor is that you want to disenfranchise people, I guess, based upon your Republican and based upon that decision. Is that the thrust of what they're trying to prove?
Well, no, I wish the tenor was just that. They actually call me a political hack, which as a judge is something that, you know, is a personal attack. For doing my job. But you know, it's look, political advertisement, is part of an election. And I get it. And my record, again, my record is my record. And as long as my record is represented, I'll answer anybody's questions about it. But I think our records are fair game.
You're being criticized, and I've seen this ad, your opponent and a decision that she made. Can you tell us about that ad and what's behind it? And why that ad?
Well, I can only tell you a little bit about it. But the reason why that ad went up, and it's not something like I really wanted to do, but I felt it was important because my opponent has been representing herself as a prosecutor in the present tense, which she's not. She is a judge, a Superior Court judge, and I respect her service. But to go out and tell people that she's the only prosecutor in the race, I think is misrepresenting her current position and potentially causing people to maybe think that she's not going to be fair to even criminal defendants. So the purpose of the ad was to push back against that narrative and just let people know that she's a judge and let her know what her rulings are and who's backing her and then why I'm a contrast to that. Unlike the ad that's attacking me, I don't call her a name. You know, I just put her record out there and that's the basis of the ad.
What would you say the biggest difference is then? What do you? We got you now. We got the judicial restraint. What is the difference with your opponent? Is there a particular issue, or is it a judicial temperament?
Well, look, I mean, these, you know, the question is, what are we running for? Are you know, it's you know, we both are decent people, I think. I like to think I'm a decent person. I try to go to church every Sunday, but, you know, I like to think that I'm a decent person. But the voters deserve to know really what kind of justice we're going to be. So when I talk about my qualifications and what I would bring to the Supreme Court to make it better, I talk about my background. And no one on the Supreme Court now, nor does my opponent, have the experience I have. I've been an appellate and trial court judge for nearly 12 years. None of the justices had that experience when they ran. My opponent doesn't have that level of experience. She was a common pleas court judge for 5 years, wrote five opinions in 5 years, and has been on the Superior Court for only four. And I don't disparage her service. I think her service is what it is. But in terms of providing a new voice and a new perspective on the Supreme Court, a Commonwealth Court judge can make an immediate difference right away, particularly on the issues that affect most Pennsylvanians on a daily basis. We haven't had a Commonwealth Court judge on that court for 15 or so years, and I think it's time to bring a new voice and a new perspective to the court.
Well, I agree with the Wall Street Journal and all this. Is there a website for your candidacy? Where do people go?
Sure. It's www.brobson4pa.com. Or you can follow us on Facebook, Judge Brobson for PA, and that's where you can get information about me, about my campaign, and hopefully I can earn the voters' support and be the next Justice of Pennsylvania.
Hope to talk with you in that role soon, Judge. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right, Judge Kevin Brobson here on Talk Radio 1210. Now, again, the school board elections are the centerpiece to me. I'm looking even out in Delaware County. There's quite a fierce thing going on. Remember when Delaware County used to be the Republicans, sort of like Philadelphia is the progressives now? Remember that? And suddenly, Democrats are in charge of everything. You got two new Republicans who want to be, I don't know if they call them commissioners out there, of the county people running the county, the control board. And you have Jack Stolzheimer, the DA. So
wow,
there's
you're
another.
Interested in something happening in Delaware?
You know what, Jack? Look, Jack. You hung up. Yes, the hang up artist. So the counties have changed, and over in Bucks County, we had Matt Weintraub on last week. Ed Rendell is going against him. Apparently, he doesn't like him. He's not. Oh, yeah, Ed Rendell is against him, Dan, because he is not advocating for the police to get into the masking battles going on in schools. Well, good for him. They shouldn't be involved in that, you know, unless people physically attack each other. I don't think the police have a role in that. He put out a memo saying, hey, marshal your police resources for more important things. Don't get involved in that unless there's a clear violation of the law. So this is a big election here locally. And the Supreme Court seat is arguably as important as the school board elections. Because if they have 6-1 on there, then I think it's going to be a million years before we have any parity. So you see what happened here. Governor Wolf and all of his little minions and these five rogue Democrats, progressives on the Supreme Court, they thwarted in large measure the law, as I see it, in Pennsylvania. And what did that do? Well, it put into doubt the result of this election as far as who would have won Pennsylvania. And you win Pennsylvania, you win the country. In Georgia, it was even worse. We went through that on Friday. All right, so remember the name, Brobson, B-R-O-B-S-O-N. And if you think this is an off year, why would I even show up and vote? You got the Supreme Court. You got all those school board races where you live. There's got to be one or two of them going on where you live. Then you have any number of other people that are up in Philadelphia. It's a DA. We know that. But across the state, there's a lot going on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.